David, how are you? How's the summer been?
Really good. You know what? Sucks when you have a longer summer than you'd like, but got to be a dad and be around. I had a newborn son, so to be around them and get to spend that time with the family and able to be a dad, it's pretty special.
God bless your son. What's his name?
Colton. Not after Colton Orr. Everybody
come on. But, I don't believe you. You named him after Colton Orr.
A name we always liked, and to have a son was a pretty special moment after having a year like that and getting to have a little boy was pretty special.
Well, it kind of puts it all in perspective, right? And I've said this to you before. You're your own worst critic. You're the hardest guy in the world on yourself. And this year, look, it's a fresh start. And I said this to Kadri the other day. I think there's a couple of guys on this team that are going to have great seasons. And I think you're one of them. And the reason I think that you're one of them is that there's some guys on this team now that are similar to you in the approach to the game. And, you know, I had Dan Winnick on yesterday, and Dan's a greasy player. You got Mike Santarelli, who's pretty greasy. But when you bring in Stefan Robida and Roman Polak, those are guys, as much as they're not big names, it's the little things that win hockey games, and some of those things that the Leafs weren't able to do when they needed to. Can you comment on some of those guys that the Leafs have brought in the offseason and what you think they're going to bring to the team?
Yeah, and those names you just mentioned, I think it brings a gritty style of game. It brings, not one player, yourself included, or anybody is going to be able to go out there themselves and win your games. You know, you always win and lose as a team. But like you said, I think Brandon's really trying to, and Mr. Nonis and everybody else, they're trying to build that style of game that they want, and I'm just excited for it to start. Like you said, it's tough when you go through a tough season, and in sports and in life, everybody goes through ups and downs, and it's how you overcome it and what you do to be better for it. And luckily, I have a very supportive family at home, and I went right to work. I went right to work at those little things, and it's a confidence thing as well. And with the injuries and everything else, it just kind of spiraled out of control for me, but I'm excited for what's ahead and these new guys in the room. And like you said, Winnie, I know a little bit, and Polak too. I think it adds to the team, and it's tough when you see guys leave. I think, you know, Cooley and Jay and some of the guys we left were great guys in the locker room and really helped us as well. And you're going to miss those guys at the same time as well.
Look, we had Tim Leiwicki on a couple of days ago, and he said there's going to be some serious battles at training camp. And for the first time in the last few years, I actually believe it. I think there's a bunch of young kids ready to take some jobs. And with some of these new guys, I think you guys are going to have a really intense training camp.
Yeah, I think so. And you expect that after you have the season like we had. I think there's going to be some change, and there's always the game's getting quicker and younger and everything else. But I'm excited for it to start. I think it's going to be a hard camp, like you said. But everyone's starting to get that itch, and I'm sure the city is here too. You know, to get back and get back on that ice and playing the game.
And how much have you been skating in the summer? I imagine you took a little time off, but I don't imagine it was much time off.
No, I think, you know, I took a little bit of time, like you said, but I started trying to surround myself and get back into, like I said, just good habits. You know, I think getting your confidence back and getting back to the way, you know, the things that you did that made you successful, I kind of went right back after it and traveled around doing different things, training and stuff, but I feel the best I've felt in a long time, and I'm excited for the season to start.
You know what? I think, you know, again, I think you're going to have a great year. I think you're going to have a bounce back year because this year there's no fanfare, right? There's no big signing. There's no, you know, Wendell Clarkson stuff, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I think it's just David Clarkson, the hockey player, is going to get to be here as opposed to David Clarkson, the big free agent signing, and I think that's going to make a difference.
Yeah, you know, if people kind of ran with that Wendell Clark thing, I think all of us in this city, we had a group of guys that we followed and liked the way they played, and it just happens that Wendell was one of them, you know, and Dougie Gilmore and Gary Roberts, and there was a ton of them. I could have named a bunch that day that I kind of, they wore their heart on their sleeve when they played, and I think, for me personally, I didn't let that stuff get to me. You know, what was being said or what was done, I think, it's tough. It's tough on you, but at the same time, I don't follow it. I try to go out there and just play the game of hockey. And it was a tough year last year, but like I said earlier, I think everyone has a bad day, a bad week, a bad year. It's how you come out of it, and I'm looking forward to the season ahead.
Hey, we had Hulk Hogan on before you, and he was talking about, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, how bad he was depressed and how down in the dumps he was, and now he's more popular than ever, and he's happier than he's ever been. So, you know, living proof that it's not how you handle times when they're good. You handle, you know, the adversity. And like I said, I think you're going to have a great year, and I know you've been training hard in the offseason. And before we let you go, I have to ask, would you vote for Hulk Hogan as mayor of Toronto?
I was just going to say, you know what, I don't know. I think I was a big. I remember playing with my little Hulk Hogan figure when I was a kid. So I was always a Hulk Hogan fan. So I'd have to say, he might have my vote just because that was one of the only wrestlers I ever had and played with as a little kid.